Here is your chance to win a trip to see two country superstars, Jason Aldean and Luke Bryan, in Vegas. Double the hits, one unforgettable night. We've got your flights, hotel, and concert tickets covered. The Double Down Tour, Aldean and Bryan co-headlining with special guest John Party and Chase Matthews, all live under the neon lights. Prize provided by BBR Music Group. Texas Hours national keyword, RAIN, to 95819. That's R-A-I-N to 95819. We'll text you back to confirm your entry. Data and messaging rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. Official rules and more info is at WJR.com. Meanwhile, the lawmakers here in our state, in Lansing, are working hard to finalize a budget under the self-imposed deadline of today. And sounds like everybody is converging on Lansing this afternoon to try to work out the details. Let's get the latest. Representative Mike Harris rejoins us this morning. It's good to have you back.
Chris, always good to be here.
So did you get enough sleep last night? Were you guys hard at work? Where are we at in this process?
Yeah, this is always a battle this time of year, every year. But listen, I know this is on everybody's mind. We do have very positive discussions that are continuing, and I am very confident that we're going to have a deal here very soon. And the important thing is, I think Michigan's going to get a good deal out of this because we've already locked in several priorities and gotten that framework signed by the Senate and the governor. So, for example, we got a smaller budget coming than we had last year. And I think House Republicans proved last time that the government was filled with wasteful spending. And I think you and I had talked about that last time.
Yep.
But we're committed to doing the same thing this year. And I think we found more spending that we can rein in thanks to Speaker Hall and our appropriator Anbel. And we've really, really targeted wasteful spending. Another good thing for Michiganders is that we have no new tax hikes coming. So the governor and the Senate Democrats were trying to push a new tax and fee increases in Michigan, and we said no. That was a dead-on-arrival deal for House Republicans, and everybody signed on, again, to a framework that agrees to no new tax increases. Mm. So I'm sure that's something that weighs on everybody's mind every year as we go through the budget.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. There's no doubt about that. And then when it comes to the education spending, you know, getting this done ahead of that, the new budget year in October, important to for these school districts to understand how much money they're spending. Where are we at on that?
It really is. So we want to get this budget done for our schools and our local governments, especially. And like you said, we know how important it is for them to have the information they need to make the decisions that they have to make. And so our house plan includes historic highs for student spending, true universal breakfast and lunch for all kids. We propose massive increases in the classroom and school safety funding. And the great thing is, Chris, I think all sides came to the table with proposals that push for an increase in school funding. Mm. So I think the schools have some very positive things to look forward to. It's just negotiating those final deals so we can get this across the finish line.
So you do think today is the day you'll get it done?
I think this week is, if I was a betting man, it's this week. I hope it's done today, but the proof's in the pudding, right? It
sure.
All depends on what's going on in those negotiation rooms. And our ropes team, I know, has been working nonstop, even through the weekend, trying to get this thing settled and figured out. So I think we're really, really close.
Very good. We'll continue to watch it. Keep us up to date on it. Mike Harris, the representative out of Michigan's 52nd. We appreciate your time as always. Thank you.
Anytime. Take care, Chris.
Yeah, you do the same. Meanwhile, in the latest case of, huh? Huh? What? What was that? Did I hear that correct? Representative, Congresswoman Diana DeGette lost her primary bid. She's the incumbent to a PhD student, Malat Kiros. This is now the third time that a Democratic socialist wins in a competitive House primary this cycle. And Kiros is a PhD student at the University of Denver. DeGette has been serving in Congress since 1997. And so it tells you that Democrats are upset with the status quo, at least in some cases. This isn't widespread yet, but it's almost like what we've seen with the Republican Party, is that there really was a change. Now, of course, you still have your staunch dyed-in-the-wool conservatives. You have your moderate Republicans, certainly. But there was a change under Donald Trump in the way that the Republican Party operated and the views that they hold. And so now you've got a third member of the Democratic Socialists of America that wins in a primary and is likely to win in an election up against a Republican in November. But this is really unbelievable. I want you to listen to a little bit of Milad Kiros in her victory speech in this primary. Listen very closely, because this is, I don't think we've heard this before.
From coast to coast, from every level of office, we are taking back our party and our country.
Can I have that one more time? What in the, huh? What? That is unbelievable. Unbelievable. That we're playing laser sound effects at a rally, at an acceptance speech. Now, we've seen the political landscape change. There's no doubt about that. Things have changed. Right? You've got politicians saying wild stuff now. But that was the first time I think I've ever heard a DJ play a laser sound effect at a primary acceptance speech. That is wild stuff. I don't know. If that's what the socialists are doing, I might be on board. That is crazy. Absolutely crazy. Now, again, she's a PhD student. She's still in college, so maybe that plays in. Younger votes, things like that. But wow. Absolutely unbelievable. And again, we talked a little bit about this yesterday, but the shift in the Democratic Party, at least in some of these congressional districts, is pretty unbelievable. It's a fascinating case study of what we're seeing on the left now, because what many on the left have been saying is that you've gone too far and all of a sudden I'm like a moderate. I'm like an independent all of a sudden in the way that I think that the party has gone too far left. And this is a continuation of that to some degree. But it's wild to think that we've got people out here playing laser sound effects. It's absolutely crazy. Wow. Unbelievable. Coming up next, Name That Tune. We've got tickets to Luke Bryan at Pine Knob Music Theater. We want you to play along. 800-859-0957. 800-859-0WJR. It's coming up next here on a Wednesday on JR Morning.